Daf Lamed Vav. So the Gemara is trying to figure out what the bracha is on wheat flour. If Yehuda says you say Adama, or if Nachman says a Shahakol, Rava says Shmuel and Rav Yochanan both agree with Rabbi Yehuda because they say that both an olive and oil are both Adama, even though they have changed their form. So even though the flour, the wheat has been turned into flour and changed its form, it should still retain its bracha and be Adama like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rav Nachman, who says that it's a new bracha of Shahakol. We said, no, olives are different because there are no more changes. You planted the olives to get the oil. But flour still has another change where it could be turned into bread, and therefore you can't apply the same rule. So we asked another question out of Nachman. So Shmuel says that a raw pumpkin and barley flour would be the bracha of Shahakol. But this implies that wheat flour would be a different bracha, seemingly a hadama. From the fact that we specify barley flour as Shahakol, wheat flour would be a hadama. So Rav Nachman would answer that Shmuel would agree that wheat is Shahakol, and the reason that he says it's barley, he specifies barley, is because if it only taught wheat flour, we would have thought that wheat has a bracha of Shahakol, and barley has no bracha at all. We ask, why would we think that barley, even though it's, you know, this really poor, bad food, obviously it has a bracha, because salt and brine, you say a Shahakol, so obviously there would be a bracha on barley flour. So we answered that people eat salt and brine. However, barley is bad for your stomach, so maybe you would think there's no bracha. But still, since you're getting hanar, you're getting some benefit from it, you do say a bracha. Now we're trying to figure out what the bracha is on palm shoots. Rabbi Yehuda says that you say adama, Shmuel says you say a shahakol. Rabbi Yehuda says, and the palm shoots, just so you know, that you plant them and they are, when they are first planted, they start off soft, and then as they go on, they get much, much harder. So Rabbi Yehuda says the reason you say adama is because it's a fruit, it grows on the ground. Shmuel would answer, since it's going to become hard and it's going to be inedible, we say a shahakol. But Shmuel actually says, Rabbi Yehuda, you make a good point because we have these radishes, and if you leave them in the ground for long enough, they'll get very hard and inedible, and we still make a hadama on them. So I like what you're saying. But we answered, though, that radishes are something that people want to eat. They want it to be soft. But by the palm tree, you're not planting them to eat them. We ask a question on that. So what does that mean? Are we saying that if you're planting something and you don't plan to eat the food, we say a shahakol? But we know that people plant the caper bush for its berry, right? And you still would say adama on the leaves and the date, like these like date things that grow with it, and a ha'etz on the berry and the husk. And the problem is, you're not planting this caper bush to eat the leaves and these date things that grow with it, but nonetheless, we still say hadama. So that implies that even if you're planting something not to eat it, you would still say hadama. Nachman Yitzchak answers, though, that people plant the caper bush to eat everything that sprouts from it, but they don't plant the palm shoots to eat, you know, the food. And we said that even though Shmuel said, Rabbi Huda, you make a very good point, the lacha is to like Shmuel, that we'd say a shahakol. So going on to the caper bush, Rav is bringing up the halachos of Orla, which is a tree in the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat its fruit. So Rav says that a caper bush, which is Orla, and it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, so the Orla is only Dirabon outside of Eretz Yisrael. So by this caper bush, you can't eat the berries in the first 3 years, however you can eat the husks. Now is this to say that the berries is considered fruit and therefore you can't eat it, but the husks are not considered fruit? We have that brisa that we brought in before that says the berry and the husk are both ha'etz, which implies that they're both fruit. So he said, granted, this brisa would be a disproof to Rav. However, Rav is going like Rabbi Akiva. We quote this Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar says that a caper bush, you have to take miser on it for the date things that grow, the husks and the berries. Rabbi Akiva says only on the berries because that's the only thing that's fruit, not on the husks. So why didn't Rav just say that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva? Because if he said that, then we would have thought that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva even in Eretz Yisrael. However, this is teaching us a rule that anyone who is lenient about Orla in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha follows them for Orla in Chutzlarts, outside of Eretz Yisrael. So why don't we just say, though, that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva outside of Eretz Yisrael, and we would have been able to figure out that anyone that's lenient in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is like them in Chutzlarts. Because if it said that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva in Chutzlarts, I would have thought that this is only true by miser of trees, which even in Eretz Yisrael are derabanan, so we have room to be lenient. However, by Orla, which is deoraisa in Eretz Yisrael, I would think we'd have to be much, much stricter. So this is coming to teach you that we're lenient in Chutzlarts, even for Orla, which is deoraisa. Marbar of Ashi was only eating the husks of the caber berry in Chutz La'aretz. He wasn't eating the berries. And Ravina said, if you're going to be lenient like Rabbi Akiva and only eat the husks, why don't you be lenient like Beis Shammai? So we have a machlokas. Beis Shammai says that by the caper bush, there's kilayim. Kilayim is where you plant two seeds of vegetable together. And Beis Shammai says the caper bush does have kilayim. Beis Hillel says it doesn't have kilayim. But both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that there's oila for the caper bush. So there's a question on this ruling of Beis Shammai. Because when Beis Shammai says that there's kilayim for the caper bush, that implies that the caper bush is a vegetable because kilayim is only by vegetables. But then when he says there's oila by the caper bush, that implies that it's a fruit because there's only oila by fruit. So he answered that Beis Shammai wasn't sure if it's a fruit or a vegetable, and since there's a suffix, he was machmir, he was strict by both cases. However, since we see from this that there's only a suffix if it's orla, so we know that in Eretz Yisrael, fine, we're going to say that it's orla. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, any suffix orla is lenient. So therefore, you should be able to eat the berry because there seemingly should be no orla halacha by this in Chutz La'aretz. So Marbar Ravashi answers him that we're going to follow Rabbi Akiva over Rabbi Lazar, and that allows me to eat the husk, but we're not going to follow Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel, and I would not be allowed to eat the berry. We said, why are we even getting into this? The husk should be considered orla because we know that anything that's a protector of the fruit, like a peel or something like that, any protector of the fruit is considered orla. So this husk, which protects the caber berry, should be orla. So Rava answers, something is only considered a protector of a fruit when it's on the fruit while the fruit is attached or detached from the tree. However, the husks are not on the caper berry when they're detached from the tree. Abai questions it and says that we have a Mishnah that the stem of a pomegranate is considered part of a pomegranate. However, the nates, which is the husk of the pomegranate, is not considered part of it, which implies that the nates is not food. However, we have another Mishnah that says that there's orla on the nates. So if the nates is not a food, the only reason that there's orla on the nates would be because it's a protector. However, we know that the nates falls off the pomegranate when it's detached from the tree, which is not like Rava, who says that in order to be considered a protector, it has to be on the tree. It has to be on the fruit even when detached from the tree. So if it answers, you're right. So he changes his opinion. He says that a protector of a fruit is something that's on the fruit when the fruit ripens. However, by the caper berries, the husk falls out. It falls off before the fruit ripens. Rav Nachman questions this, or we bring in a disproof from Rav Nachman, who says that the date husks do have orla because they're considered protectors. However, we know that the date husks are only there before the fruit ripens. They're not there after. And according to Rava, to be considered a protector, it should have to be there after they ripen. So we answer that Rav Nachman is going like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that unripe grapes are still considered fruit, and the Chachamim argue. And since the Chachamim argue on that, we're going to say that the Chachamim would say that unripe dates are not considered fruit, and by those unripe dates, the husks would not be considered the protectors. But Rav Shimi Minaharda says that the Chachamim actually agree by all other unripe fruits that they are considered fruits. They only disagree by the grapes, and we're still left with the problem that we quoted Rav Nachman, who says that date husks are considered orla because they're protectors, which are only there before the fruit ripens. We're still left with that contradiction. So Rava changes his opinion. He says, what's considered a protector of a fruit? It's where if you remove the protector, the fruit will die. However, the caper berries can survive without their husk. And there was a story where they removed the nates of a pomegranate and the pomegranate withered. And then they removed the husk of a caper and it was fine. So by these pepper berries, which they use as spices, they're trying to figure out what the bracha is on these pepper berries. Rav Shesha says it's a shahakol. Rava says there's no bracha at all, because he's going like his opinion that if you eat pepper berries or ginger on Yom Kippur, you're patur, there's no punishment. However, we have a braisa where Rav Meir says, why does the pasuk have to say puryo, that by orla, it's any fruit tree, and then it also says eitz ma'achal, a fruit tree. Why does it say fruit, a tree that has fruit twice? Is to include a tree whose bark tastes like the fruit of that tree. And that would be considered orla. If the bark tastes like the tree, then it's orla. And what's this tree? We say it's the pepper tree. So this implies that pepper berries are indeed edible. So why would Rava say that there's no bracha on them, and you're putter from eating them on Yom Kippur, because we see from here that pepper berries are indeed edible. So we answered that pepper berries are considered edible when they're fresh, but they're not edible when they're dried up. And Rava was talking about a case where you eat them when they're dried up. Similarly, the Rabbanan asked Mareimar, did Rava really say that ginger is not considered edible? He said elsewhere that ginger is considered a food, and you would say hadama. Similarly to before, we answer that it's considered edible when it's moist ginger, and it's not edible when it's dry ginger. And Rava was talking about dry ginger. So we bring in another food. We say chavetz kadira and daisa, which are two different types of porridge. Rabbi Huda says you make a shahako, and Rav Kahana says you make a mizonos. And they actually agree by regular daisa. However, they're arguing over daisa, which was made with a lot of honey in it. That's where they argue, is it shahakol or mizonos? And Rabbi Huda says that the reason you say a shahakol is because the honey is considered the main part of the porridge now. And Rav Kahana says you say a mizonos because the flour and the wheat in this porridge is considered the main part. And Rav Yosef says we should go like Rav Kahana and say a mizonos, because both Rav and Shmuel say that any food that contains the five species of grain, you would say a mizonos, even if it's not the main part. Shkayach.